This is Audio Moves, a podcast for little ones and big ones to move to, created by Petetra Theatre.
Hello? Hello? Can you hear me? Hello?
Hello! Yay, it's you! I'm so glad I'm talking to you again. What have you been up to since the last time we spoke? I hope you're feeling good. And that you've been playing the games you like, and listening to the music that you like. Anyway, I wanted to tell you about this interesting thing that's been happening a lot to me lately, and I thought you could help me figure out what's going on. It would be great if you could join me. You know, I love to dance. I always dance, all the time, anywhere. But lately, I've been doing a lot of sitting in my favourite blue and black checkered chair next to the window in my living room. On particularly sunny days, I get this feeling in my ribcage. It feels like a tiny bird. I put my hands on my ribs, and it feels like a hummingbird is flying around inside, like all excited. Do you know what I mean? Can you feel it? Maybe put your hands on your ribcage too. Imagine your ribs are a birdcage. And there's a super excited hummingbird just flitting around. Doesn't it just make you want to flutter and flitter around with her? Can you hear her? Sometimes the bird sneezes or shakes her feathers, and I feel a tickle go all through my body. I think she might be allergic to my cat, Noodle. She just won't stop sneezing. She sneezes, and it tickles and makes me jump out of my chair. You don't have to, but I have. Both are fun. She sneezes again, and it makes my shoulders shake and shimmy. Are your shoulders shimmying too? Feel it go into my arms and my hands and my fingers, and then she sneezes again and it goes down through my belly, and my hips shake and wiggle, and then my knees and my feet and even my toes. Now my whole body wiggles and flutters. I have to be careful though, because I don't want to bump into my comfy chair or trip over Noodle. You should be careful too, even if you don't have a cat. This sneezing bird sends me wiggling and fluttering everywhere. Let's wiggle and flutter together. Arms, legs, bum, and tongue, lips, and your whole face. When she's really excited, she flits side to side. She flits to the left, and I move with her. Whoa, my whole body is pulled to the left. Whoa. And then to the right, and I'm pulled with her again. She keeps on fluttering to the left, and to the right, and to the left, and to the right, and to the left. And to the right, and to the left, and the right, and the left, and the right, and the left, right, left, right, left, right. Whoa! Now the bird moves down my body and is circling in my stomach. It makes my whole belly move like a hula hoop. Woo! Does it circle in your stomach too? The bird's now pushing forwards. She's trying to escape through my belly button. And now I'm moving forwards and jumping forwards with my belly leading. Woo! Woo!
Uh-oh. Now my hummingbird is flying backwards.
I mean, what do you expect? That's what hummingbirds are famous for. It's pushing against my back. It's pushing so hard, it makes me move backwards. And jump backwards. Also, get this. When I follow the hummingbird, it takes me all around my house. Maybe yours does this too. Let's move around together. Remember not to trip over anything. Watch out, Noodle! I'm reaching up. And I'm leaning left. And I'm crouching down. I'm moving in big arcs. And in spirals. And I'm spinning quickly. Where's your bird taking you? Sometimes my bird takes me all the way to the living room window, where I can see my neighbour's big cherry tree. In fact, it's happening right now. Fancy coming along? What? I think she wants to fly out of the window. Maybe if I open my mouth really wide, she can get free. Let's see. Try it with me if you like. I open up a little bit. It's working. Let's try a bit wider. And really, really wide. Make your mouth as wide as you can and shout. One more time, a bit louder. It's working. Almost there. As loud as you can be. Ready? She's out of my belly! Oh, she's found a tree! Aw, she's so happy! What else is outside the window? What can you hear? Or feel? Or smell? Ugh, I can smell the rubbish truck. Ugh. Goodbye, bird! Phew, that's better. I think I'm just going to lie down for a moment on the carpet. Want to lie down too? In your own house, obviously. You can be on the carpet or on the floor, or maybe you just want to sit down. That's okay too. Just breathe in and out. In and out. Close your eyes if you want. I like how it makes me feel. Let your body be soft. Relax all your body parts. And just breathe together with me. Feel the air traveling through your whole body. Maybe put your arms by your side and feel your body slowly melting like an ice cream. Like lemon sorbet. That's my favourite, because I'm lactose intolerant. What's yours? It starts with your legs melting. Your hips melting. And belly. And back. Your chest. Your arms, and then dripping all the way to your fingers. Then your neck,
and your head. Even your face is melting. How does it feel in your body? Now we're big puddles of melted ice cream. Yum. You know what might feel nice? Stretching out your body as long as you can be. And then just open your eyes. And if you're lying down, maybe sit up slowly. Thanks for the company. I'm so glad we did this today. How do you feel? It doesn't have to be the same as me. Maybe you don't like birds. Either way, I'm so glad you're here with me. We should catch up again soon. Have a lovely day. Oh, and let me know if that bird comes back. Bye!
Join us again for more audio moves. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts. Oh, and if you like, leave us a comment on our website or on our social media at Potecha Theatre. We'd love to hear from you. Maybe tell your friends too. And keep moving.